Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kreider. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kreider. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairmon moves to second. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood spins and fires to second, with Peña covering, and Hairmon is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is called out on strikes. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Lockwood moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. McKinney tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKinney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. Berta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Berta reaches second base with a double. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berta moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berta scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Gellner now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreider is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves pinch hits for John Gelner. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreider fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. May reaches second base with a double. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Walton reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walton moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Walton scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knoop strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Bob Berta. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton pinch runs for Ted Savage. Danny Murphy now pitching. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Gus Gill now playing second base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is hit by the pitch. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders fires to first and picks off May. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Gill, who tags Morales trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. May moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan scores. May moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.